T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Sounds like an elephant's coming to the ring.
Yes,
I mean, that's the sound. Some kind of... This should have been Braun Strowman's music instead of Samoan Joe. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:08.
That
boy, that keyword one more time.
Oh, you got to wait.
Okay. Another week away.
Yeah, wait till Monday.
We're doing some open phones now. Anything you'd like to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. That is 1-800-774-0093. Let's go first to P1 Mango, who's been waiting patiently. Mango, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sir, yourself.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. Yeah. Are we doing sexy talk, or are we just in a good mood?
We're just feeling pretty good this morning. I hadn't taken my meds yet, but that's next up.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. Good.
So, so what it says here, you want to talk about the boudoir photos, the guy yesterday on Truth and Consequences.
Yeah, the boudoir photo guy made a mistake because he didn't tell his wife about the fact that they were nude or partially nude.
Yeah.
Now, had he had done that in the beginning and shared the booty with his wife, the money, she would probably be okay.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to have some problems because when she looks at those photos, there's going to be more than just T up there. You know, there's going to be a little T and A.
Uh-huh. Going to be some A kicking. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're
saying. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I said, and, I
they might have a little, little problem there. That's all.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was the one thing, and there was something medical y'all talked about earlier in the week. I can't remember what it was.
Hmm.
And
you want to put you back on hold so you can think about that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put you back on hold. We'll check in with you here in a second.
Check back.
Let him get his thoughts together. He hasn't had his medicine yet.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Let him get his medicine in him.
I was surprised about the boudoir photographer, Truth and Consequences. I was surprised how many people, especially ladies, were so convinced that dude was cheating on his wife.
I was surprised by that. I was also surprised by how many, I'm not even going to say hot women, how many women came forward yesterday after that and said, you'd be surprised how many times guys come up to me and say, hey, I'm a photographer. I'd love to take some pictures of you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That would create, I mean, first of all, well, let me be honest. At first, I would say, what a compliment.
My studio's in the back of this van here,
but
see?
Then I'd say, wait a minute.
Gosh.
This guy's just trying to get laid. So we had a Twitter poll that we put on Twitter at the Rise Guys. It's verified, by the way. The question is, if a straight male photographer takes modeling pics of women, is he just hoping to get laid? 50% of the audience says usually, but not always. 33% says yep. 17% says no.
That's probably about right.
70% probably are male photographers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not always a prop or whatever.
Well, some dudes use whatever they have at their disposal as a prop to try to get. It could be a dog. It could be your own kid every other weekend.
Bum leg.
Yeah. It could be whatever you got, you're using that.
A dog for sure.
Car.
If you're I've said this before. If you're a single guy that's actively looking and you don't want to mess with any of the dating apps and all that stuff, get you a dog. Take it, not even downtown. Take it anywhere.
Yeah.
Take it anywhere that dogs are allowed. You will get all the. If you make a nice conversation, you might.
True.
You know, you might make some connections.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's.
And then your dog. That's why a dog is man's best friend. It gets him laid.
Probably.
It can help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dog doesn't work like that. I can take her places and people want to pet her and stuff.
She gets jealous, right?
Well, yeah, so that's the thing. She's like, I don't want to do with you. This is my dude here.
Wow.
I brought my own person. I don't need your affection. That's what she tells people when I see him out in public.
Wow. Well, listen to this. On line three, this guy has doesn't have any nuts, but he has a phone, and he's used it to call us today. It's P1 No Nuts Nate. Nate, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Well, sir, yourself?
I'm loving this weather, man.
Oh, it's
just absolutely gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. South is where it's at.
The reason I'm calling is last night we're sitting down for dinner and I made my world famous deep fried pork chops and cornbread.
Oh man!
And the wife comes up to me and she and keep in mind my wife is wicked intelligent. She's got a degree in computer programming, degree in transcripting, and she went to school to try and be a lawyer and changed her mind. I mean, so she's wicked smart.
Yeah. So did you have your nuts when you got married, or did you lose them after the matrimony?
I still have them, but, I wear the pants in the family. She just tells me which ones, you know?
I got you. Whichever one she washed.
That's right.
That was a joke for Paige. That was a joke for Paige. So what was this argument that you got into with the missus? What was it about?
She said that she went on Facebook and she started reading up on some stuff, and she firmly believes that the Earth is flat.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
But I said, are you freaking nuts? And that's when the argument started. I was like, what do you mean the Earth's flat? Oh, there's so much documentation about it. I was like, there's people giving their point of view about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the satellite photos of the Earth? Oh, they're all fake. Okay, when we flew in an airplane, didn't we go around the Earth? No. We were in a dome. I'm like, oh, my God. So I don't know where to go with this. So She got mad, and she got in her wheelchair and rolled into bed and told me to sleep on the couch because I said that was the stupidest thing and only an idiot would believe that, which was probably not the best way to defend my argument.
Probably, I like the flat Earth conversation because it leads to really good conversations. Like, to me, it's the door opener to like, okay, well, if you don't believe that, then tell me there's got to be something out there that's floated around for years you don't believe. Mm-hmm. Then it starts. Like, there's a guy in town that we all know is a multimillionaire that owns several businesses. He doesn't believe we ever went to the moon. And he told me that one time. And he seemed so embarrassed by it. He's like, but I've seen it, and I know for myself, I don't believe it. And so to me, it gets the conversation started, and I love a good conspiracy theory.
It can get the conversation started, or it can lead to an endless argument where it's like, well, you can't prove we did. It's like, well, you can't prove we didn't.
Yeah.
So we don't know because we don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it to end in not even a heated discussion, but I like different points of view on different things. I do.
I'll hear anything out.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
I told her, I said, you know, the billion-dollar Hubble Space Telescope went out and took pictures of the Earth on all of its sides. And she was like, oh, no, those are all fake. Mm-hmm. We can't leave the outer stratosphere because of some silly reason or whatever. And I was, so yeah, it was basically
firmament.
Just
you'll
all
miss
found
fossil.
Around. Pardon?
No, what were you saying? Sorry.
Well, he's talking about
this thing
called the Van Allen Belt, and it's this radiation that goes around our planet that man should not be able to get through. Scientists have said since the 90s we should not be able to get through it, but somehow in the 60s we did. So that's what history says.
Well, what the International Space Station is through it now.
Yeah.
Is it though? Or is it in that different layer that Elon Musk talks about? There's three different layers that goes over our planet.
Well, Elon Musk believes this is a simulation, so it doesn't matter anyway. That's what gets me about him is he thinks this is all a simulation, so what does it matter if he does anything or not?
None of it really matters.
Yeah.
I just, to me, if I can sit down and talk with you about great mysteries or things that you've often wondered about rather than the politics and sports or anything that's I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's missing from Hollywood. It's the creativeness, the you know the the thought put behind stuff, instead of just sitting there repeating stuff that other people have said forever, and you don't know if any of it's right.
Yeah,
I like a good conversation. And matter of fact, I think you really have nuts, Nate. I think this is all a simulation.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're really married or not.
I told her, I said, but honey, you believe in aliens? Right. And she said, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we got different things like the pyramids are laid out in a specific geometric order and Stonehenge and all these things. I was like, so how did the aliens get through the Van Allen Belt?
They live in the
ocean.
Oh,
well, they have the technology.
They live in the ocean.
So, right.
No, that's Nate. We have to roll, but I love you. Whether you believe in it or not, I love you.
Tickle it.
Tickle it, guys. You didn't love me back.
No.
No.
See, now I feel like his wife. I'm going to go get in the bed now.
Mm-hmm.
Done with him.
Uh-oh. Maybe he was shocked that, you know, you said it. He was taken aback.
Taken aback. I love when you say that. 1-800-774-0093. Do we have time for another call?
Yeah.
Let's go to Michael. Michael's on line four. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mothman. How are you, lad?
Well, sir, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't like all these flipper heads you got on talking about the flat earth and the aliens and whatnot. I want to be talking about how you've been enamored with Paige. I think you're in love with her. You're always putting her up on a pedestal and whatnot.
I'm enamored. Can't tell if it's your real voice.
You're in love with her. You always put her up on a pedestal. Your voice changes when you're talking to her and talking about her.
Well, I love her. I've known her for 20 years.
Oh my God.
She's my best friend in radio.
I think you want to be loving her in a biblical way. You know what I'm saying, Lod?
Biblical.
If it's a bit, it's good.
It is.
But I don't know if it's a bit or not. Remember the guy called that one time that moved here from Ford BMW from Germany, and I thought it was a bit.
Yeah.
It turns out we met him at Dave and Buster's, and he's really from Austria or something.
Yeah, he was. He still is.
I love Paige. am I obsessed with her? No. But,
are you in love with Paige?
I love Paige like a sister. And matter of fact, I might love her than I do, more than I do my real one.
Uh-oh.
Who knows?
I don't need that.
I think you do, Lod. I think you want to be married to her and whatnot. I think you think about scenarios to where it might work out to where you can be together. Like,
I think about her areolas. Is that what he said? All the time. I could draw right
All
now.
Right. Well, you can't say you like her like a sister. And say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's just weird. Well, Seamus, we are the bar. Thank you. God bless you. Or Michael, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Wow. Right.
I'm not obsessed with Paige. But are we not supposed to hold our women high?
At concerts, especially.
It's a big pedestal.
I mean, if you can lift her up, right? My Lord. All right.
You're supposed to lift everyone up.
You lift me up. Thank you. I tried to lift up Fat Boy, but we fell through the wall that time.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're going to do some more calls, more of your calls. 1-800-774-0093. The hole's still there. 1-800-774-0093. Also, we've got some folks on hold talking about props guys use to get laid.
Uh-oh.
You know, meaning like we use the puppy puppy in the park, being a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a kind of thing.
Yes. No matter what the activity, some dude strictly does it trying to get laid.
Yeah. What props do women need?
None. Just be somewhere.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. More of your calls and our voices right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Upstate News. Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
We just hooting and hollering in here.
That's a real conversation.
I wish we could talk about that on the radio.
Wouldn't it be fun?
No, we never.
Oh, my goodness.
Should do a podcast or something.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. We're doing open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, questions, comments, whatever it may be. Let's go to Matt in Clemson. Matt's been waiting 31 minutes now. Good morning, Matt.
What's up, Rise Guys?
Thanks for your patience, sir.
Yes, sir. It was my first time calling in, so I figured, you know, might as well wait it out, right?
That's right. Way to do it. So what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? What's up, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy, Matt, man? How you guys doing?
We're all here.
I've been listening since I was a little kid, so it's kind of awesome. But, yeah, I was just calling. I wanted to say I went out to Clemson a couple nights back, and Nick's Tavern up there got me a P1 Pilsner, and it's pretty awesome. I got to admit it is the best beer on the planet.
Hey, good. Well, good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get out much, you know. So I was like, man, I'm gonna see if they got it on here, and they had it in a can. It was the last can, so it was meant to be.
You got the
love the artwork too. It's a great, great likeness of you guys.
Thank you. I drew that. I really did.
Really?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't. But I thank you for the go on all them apps and rate it. If you got them beer apps, go on there and rate it high if you really like
it. Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks, excellent. Matt.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
You have a good morning. All right. Tickle it.
Hey, tickle it, guys. Thank you for listening since you were a little kid.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
Makes me feel, well, he's got to be. It's a drink, you know.
I hope.
He's only 17.
Hey, guys. Oh, just turned 15, and this beer is awesome.
Had it at my quinceañera. It was awesome. Nice. Let's go to P1. Oh, the legend in the electric city of Anderson is P1 Swollen Sack. Good morning, Sack. How are you?
What's happening?
It is good. It says here that you have you have a different take on yesterday's Truth and Consequences. What is that?
Man, this dude, first, the Shutterfly guy, man, he, him and his wife both are weird as hell.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
They're just weird anyway.
Yeah.
But so much attention is being focused on these two. What about the women getting their pictures made? I want to see pictures of these women. Just see what type of woman goes to a dude's garage to get their pictures made. I mean, if my wife come home and had some pictures that, you know, booty doir pictures, I'm going to ask her, man, baby, these look great. They look good. Where'd you get them made? Oh, I went over here to the hill to this guy's garage and got them made. What the hell?
Right.
Seriously, have you not seen Silence of the Lambs or, you know, The Neighbor? The Good Neighbor? I mean, we watch Lifetime movies, and you ought to know better than that.
Oh, that's right.
Lipman's don't live here anymore.
Yeah, Christmas with the Cranks, all those movies.
What,
it's all about
kind of woman goes and gets her picture made in the garage?
A loose one.
I mean, the dude's obviously weird.
I appreciate that point of view, Swollen Sack, but I don't for the life of me think that guy's trying to step out of the marriage. It sounded like he just really loves taking pictures, and the money was good, and it became a thing. You know, he said he was doing weddings and photo shoots and all this stuff, and then it got into this. Maybe he's just really good.
Everybody was saying he might be cheating. He's probably cheating. No, I don't think the dude's cheating.
No.
No, he wouldn't
really
have much luck
with that. I don't think the guy's cheating. No, I don't think he is. He's too weird for that. I think he's one of those guys that's got into this picture. And I'm not going to go as far to say that it couldn't be something erotic with the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he said him and his wife don't talk about their sex life to anyone, even their friends.
Uh-huh.
Well, shit, who does that?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Throw you on hold for a second. Let's clean your mouth out. Can't say that word. I tried to put it in the new contract. Maybe that's what's taking the problem. I put it in the new contract. I want to raise, and I want to be able to say the S word on the radio.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's holding things up.
Tell you what, if that dude from the TNC yesterday got into my pitcher, I wouldn't drink that lemonade.
Oh, man. Oh, their pitcher's getting made. I love that. That sends me back to my childhood.
I got my pitcher made at the Rubbermaid factory.
Get my pitcher made. Yeah, I like that one. You can drop it. It don't break.
Yeah, it's great,
it's
man.
A great pitcher. a lot of people are pointing out that many photographers
and full-size ones.
And M-A-N-Y. A lot of them have photography studios in their garage. I mean, apparently that's a thing. Somebody says Ansel Adams had a photography studio in his garage. I thought he was an outdoor photographer, Ansel Adams.
Probably did everything.
Okay.
And I've gone to a house where I was using a photographer, and I didn't have a shoot in the garage, but we went outside, and it was kind of like going to someone's home, but that was from my agent who sent me to his house.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of to go to someone's house.
My agent sent me there.
My agent. talking about horror.
Yes.
The poster for Neato Mosquito, that picture was taken in a garage. And the reason it's from the waist up is because I didn't have any pants on.
Were you harassed while you were there sexually or any emotionally maybe?
Both.
Let's go to P1 Hot Nurse, another legendary P1. We're hearing from some of the legends today. Hot Nurse, good morning.
Hi. I was calling because I had a question.
Yes.
The other day, somebody called up there, accused his girlfriend of cheating on air, and then proposed to her. And he said he was going to call back the next day, and I wanted to know if he ever called back.
That's a great question. He did call back, but it was like 2 weeks later when we did our big update show. And he did buy a ring. He put her a hold. Put her she gave him a ring, or he gave her a ring.
She's driving an 18-wheeler to the hospital.
That's awesome. She's doing that old bit where she's straddling the speaker.
Yeah, and she he proposed. She took the ring and said, "The time is not right. But when the time is right, I'll give you the ring back, and you can re-propose."
Yes.
There's the story. You know, thank you, hot nurse.
So it didn't get any less weird. It only got worse from there.
No. And when we do next month's update show, I'd like to get another update on that.
Absolutely.
Like once a month until they're finally married.
Until they're married or broken up or something bad happens or whatever.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike on line one. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing all right.
Good. What's on your mind today? What is it?
Well, it's about the guy that was commenting on the couple from The Truth and Consequences.
Yes, sir. About taking pictures in the garage?
Yeah. So I don't think that's really all that weird. My buddy's mom has been recently running a photography business out of her garage of the house they just moved into. Mm-hmm. And she's actually pretty well known around here, around town. Everybody's going to her to get prom pictures, wedding pictures, and all that.
Yeah. Well,
so I wouldn't really call that the weird thing about it, though.
Well, okay. I think maybe Paige and Linda a voice on this, but I think a woman going to have wedding pictures made in her wedding dress versus lingerie, boudoir pictures in a garage, two different things.
Nude.
Yeah.
I mean, she does all kinds of pictures. That's the thing. She's got her what she calls her dark collection.
Whoa.
Which is, you know, a little more of the darker side of everything. She can post some pictures on social media. She can't post others.
Nice.
And usually with a photographer, there's a makeup artist on set to help you out. There's other people. So I would be leery of a person that's just doing it by themselves and sounding creepy. Could be a serial killer.
He's laughing in the background right now.
You know what
guy.
I mean? The creepiness is weird. And not telling other people that you're doing it is the weird part about it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
You too. What if he says, I have a photography studio in my garage and it's like a mechanic shop? You thought he meant the garage at home.
You're doing boudoir photography, but like, no, here's a motorcycle and a wrench, and you're covered in oil.
Hang upside down by this engine crane or whatever.
Yeah.
I would be kind of
hold my monkey wrench.
That.
Yeah.
Anything with machinery and.
Yeah.
Pull to the side a little.
All right. Clock says that we need to roll right now. We'll throw the phones on hold for a minute and we'll go from hold to head. Headlines. Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, I'm going to tell you how parents are making things worse for everybody out there in their commute. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Parents are making things worse for people with their daily commutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
They're to blame.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They just don't understand.
Yeah. They're to blame for me speeding in residential areas, too.
Yeah. Good point. Well, I mean, okay. I know what you're going with that.
You see the sign says, drive like your kids live here. Makes me step on it because I don't want somebody trying to hit me up for child support on kids I didn't know I had.
Well, the signs say drive slow, kids playing, and they used to say slow kids playing, and you thought, oh, poor things.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. But we'll get into some headlines with the Queen of Hoo-Ha's right after this. Golly, it's me.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
just rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right, so let's talk about traffic, since some people may be sitting in it right now. And you know who are to blame to the people out there that are causing the congestion in the roadways?
Who are to blame?
Parents jam the roads up and add 16 extra minutes to everyone's journey into work. And that's according to a recent study.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so 1 in 4 cars in the morning is a parent taking their kid to school.
Oh. How dare they?
But here's another thing that you might want to know about this study. Mm-hmm. Morning rush hour accidents drop 43% when kids are out of school.
Wow.
So that's something to consider, that traffic goes up about a fifth during the school year.
It goes up a fifth, geez.
20% more traffic, but twice as many wrecks.
Yeah, so people are in a big hurry to go and get the kids to school, and then they got to go to work. So without that factored in, traffic will be a lot easier.
What you're saying is don't have kids.
No, what I'm saying is maybe we should have some kind of system to get the kids to school.
We used to.
Drones.
Drones, yes.
Yes. There you go.
They could play the video game.
Brilliant.
VR. Fly yourself to school. Turn it into a game. It'll be a race to see them get to school.
Yeah, it will.
It would cut down on accidents and traffic problems.
I think so.
You'll occasionally have kids falling out of the sky, but that's fine.
Well, there's also a parachute attached to them.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is self-driving cars. Maybe that's not really a good idea.
Position yourself to land on a bus and then surf it to school.
That's what you need to invent, Matt, self-driving school bus.
Okay.
Get on the phone with Blue Jay and get that done.
You have ideas.
Is that his Native American name?
Or is it Bluebird? Blue, some kind of bird. School buses.
Emu.
No.
Nah.
It won't stink.
It won't stink. I don't know. We'll look it up.
I'll have to look and see. I think it's Bluebird. I think it's Blue Jay.
There's one on your shoulder right now. Sorry, that's Daniel.
It's not a school bus. It's Bluebird school bus.
All right. Well, there's a kind of, not really a rift, but there's been words exchanged between Steven Spielberg and Netflix. Seems that Spielberg...
Good words or bad words?
Well, just a difference of opinions in one thing. Spielberg wants to clarify, saying that he's not anti-Netflix. He just wants to protect movie theaters and the experience itself of going to the movies. And he says, quote, people need to have the opportunity to leave the safe and familiar of their lives and go to a place where they can sit in the company of others and have a shared experience. Cry together, laugh together, be afraid together.
I don't understand that. I don't understand where we bend over backwards for the consumer as far as everything on demand, at your fingertips, when you want it, but except movies.
Uh-huh.
I said the other day I'd pay 25 bucks to rent a movie that's out in theaters at my home. The movie theaters are making concession money. They're making pennies on the dollar as far as the ticket price goes. So Steven Spielberg to say that he's doing this for movie theaters is bullcrap.
Well, you also heard the crap he was saying about trying to make going to the movies some kind of
an experience,
awesome adventure. No, you just go spend too much money to do something for a couple hours.
Now, what are they protecting with that, really? I mean, because like Carmike and all these different people, they're owned. They're not owned by the movie companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They used to, but then there was some kind of legislation about that.
Yeah.
Because they were only picking the movies that they owned to play in the theaters.
That's pretty much Regal owns just about everything around here. It's not like AMC, and there's a few other ones, smaller ones.
They got their own network.
Well, Netflix, they countered with their opinion on Twitter, which you may agree with this, and they said, quote, we love cinema. Here are some things we also love. Access for people who can't afford or live in towns without theaters, letting everyone everywhere enjoy releases at the same time, giving filmmakers more ways to share art, things that are not mutually exclusive. That's what Netflix responded back to Spielberg.
I don't know whose side I'm on. Spielberg gave us E.T., but, Netflix gave us all these other shows, Bird Box and all that.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm watching a Netflix series that is very old that everybody has seen, but I'm only 5 to 6 episodes into it. I'm not telling anybody.
What's it called?
I'm not.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not even doing that to be funny right now. Like, everybody knows the outcome.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not purposefully not speaking to anybody about it at all. Because I'm loving it. I'm really into it. And I know the minute that I speak to anybody, well, you know what happened? Oh.
Is it Black Mirror?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good from what I'm
hearing. Just tell me because I won't ruin it for you. Write it down.
Yes, you will.
No,
I know you.
I won't ruin it for you. I just like to ruin it for me.
Matt's worried about other people. But yeah, write it down because we're curious. We want to know.
Okay.
I won't say anything.
I'm writing it down. I don't write as fast as you Google. All right. I'll show it to Fat Boy first and say yes politely.
I couldn't get into it.
Wow. I'm freaking
enthralled. Oh, yeah, I never got into it either.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just...
Wow, my God. Well, how do you talk about it then? You haven't seen it. Well, everybody else has, and social media would ruin it for me.
Yeah, I watched maybe 15 minutes, and I was out.
I watched less than that.
Oh, I'm
what,
I'm obsessed with it.
I am?
It's sad.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't watch many non-nature things of that sort anymore to not give away too
much. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
He wrote down Peaky Blinders. That's what he's watching.
Peaky Blinders.
No.
All right. Well, enjoy your journey.
I'm on my journey. Where's your journey bring you today? I want to find out if this happened or not.
Yes.
I'm catching up on all the Conjuring movies, and I guess I'll watch the Annabelles and the Nun.
Oh, yeah.
I like those movies.
The Nun was good.
I didn't see the Nun, but I saw Annabelle. It's great.
Yeah. It's Conjuring 2 is good, and it introduces you to the nuns. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm scared of a nun.
I have to go through that scary, scary journey.
Well, I suggest the show that I watched down, or I wrote down.
Yeah.
All I watch is scary stuff and occasionally wrestling.
This isn't scary. This is absurd, show that I'm watching. It's absurd. It's shameful.
Couldn't get into it. It wasn't horror, and I only watch horror now. Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about me.
And
I really hate to do that to everybody listening, but I can't say because I'm really, really into
it. They will ruin it.
And I'm
for
only
you.
A few episodes away from it being over.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
I know you're sitting there saying, I can't go on until he tells me what he's watching.
Really? It's so popular,
it's
too.
It's DuckTales, okay? Don't tell me what happened. I think they all get together and go in and kill the old man and take all the money.
What, Scrooge?
Yeah.
Yeah, just wait.
I think so.
Launchpad is not who you think he is.
See, I started watching Versailles, but it's so slow to get the new series that I'm just dying and hungry for the next one.
Okay.
That, gosh, I have to look for something like that.
Yeah.
Nerdy fun.
But, Yeah, I can't say anymore.
Okay, I don't want to give it away.
I have to keep some things personal.
Please.
But I will tweet today when I go to the bathroom. I'll let you into my life.
Oh, we all want to know. We can't wait to see how it's going to come
out.
That's
smart. I never thought about that.
What?
Not telling anybody what you're watching.
It goes against everything that it's based on, but it's changed. It's water cooler talk now is like, it's almost, you know how everybody's very aware, like you might tell a dirty joke, and if there's a woman around, you might say, hey, you know, I'm about to tell a dirty joke or something. Like everybody's more... We think now before we act. That's a good thing. Now when you go to people at work, you got to say, hey, are you watching Blinkety Blink? How far are you in? Because I'm about to say something about this. And it's broken down that great water cooler talk at work.
Yeah.
Because somebody's binging or they're not. And that's the one good thing Game of Thrones has on everybody.
Wow.
It's not all out there for everybody to watch.
No, because everybody wants you to experience
What I miss about television.
Yeah.
Is that getting to work, getting to talk to your boys and friends the next day.
Because you say that Fat Boy's bad, but he respected my thrill of watching the sex scenes by myself and not anticipating what's going to happen.
Right.
Right?
They had sex.
Well, they always have sex. That's why you watch it.
There's so many texts coming in guessing what you're watching.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, and none of them are right at all.
People are going crazy.
It's Cake Boss Season 4. Don't tell me what happened.
Don't spoil it for Matt. Yeah.
It's not Shameless.
Cake Boss, Fat Boy, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to get you excited.
Matt ever got into Shameless. I already saw Haunting of Hill House.
All right, we're not
talking
about it.
All right.
Santa Clarita Diet, also a huge disappointment in the show.
Yeah, I didn't care for that either.
Love everybody in it, but it's not good.
Huh. All right, then.
Is it the news? It's the news.
It's the news.
Have to wonder.
I don't know what happens yet with the Mueller report, so don't tell me anything.
Oh, goodness.
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, here's a preview. This huge black splotch.
Here, I'll do it for you. I'll redact some paper for you.
Thank you.
Put some black stuff on. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Page, you did it again. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Jimmy's going to do it next, though. He's got some of the best damn audio available. Jimmy, wet our whistles a little bit, if you would.
Get ready to feel old, Matthew.
Too late.
Get ready to feel even older.
Even older.
Yep.
All right, now you got my attention. Somebody that we think of as young is probably really old today or something like that.
No, something we think of is not as... You'll find out how old something is.
All right.
Something that you were really excited for when it first was introduced. We all were. No, that's way older than us.
Okay. All right, we'll find out what's going to make you feel old next in the NBDA on TRG. Right after.
The Rise Guys.
I like anything that's inappropriate.
They talk about some crazy stuff.
The Rise Guys at 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.